Okay, so this is my new investment strategy. And I'm actually just recording this for myself, but if anybody is listening and I'm thinking wrong, they can email me, or if they can improve upon what I'm thinking, they can email me. If they just want to glean if I'm right in this strategy, then they can glean from it. So what I'm doing is I'm investing in companies that make a profit and their graph is going upward. It could be a ETF, a REIT, or just a business in general. Like Dominion Energy, Waste Management, Duke Power, whatever. And so I've been doing intraday trading. And so because I'm only limited to 3 trades when you're under a certain amount, 25,000, you have to do the intraday. You can't do day trading. You have to do intraday trading. But I keep going back to the same stocks, you know, because they go up and down. And so when they're down, you buy. When they're up, you sell. Now, I've been watching some videos on options. I signed up for options and the videos for options. And so what I'm going to start doing is doing some sell call options. So my goal right now is to make $20 to $40 a day, every day. And what I found out with a sell call option is you can sell call, and as soon as you make that agreement or as soon as you make that contract, you get 20 to 50 bucks depending on how long and which stock and so forth. Now you have to, a lot of times the contract is for 30 days, but if you sell the call option just a few dollars or a dollar or not much more than what the price is, usually people would probably take that contract and go ahead and fill it. My theory is, if I have 5 stocks and I do these contracts for $20 to $50 a day, while at the same time I'm doing intraday trading with other stocks. So and you have to have 100 shares. So let's say I have 5 stocks, and the price range is from $2 to $10 or something like that. And I have 100 shares in every stock. I buy 100 shares all the time. Now, with intraday trading or regular trading, you can average down, right? You can average down. So let's say I buy 20 shares at $4, and then it goes down to 3, I buy 50 shares. It goes to 250, I buy another 50 shares because I know it's probably going to go back up to 3. I'll have a little bit more than 100 shares to play with, but at the same time, that 100 shares I can put on reserve for my sell call. And as soon as I make that sell call, I make money. I get paid 20 to 50 bucks. The more you can also, if you had 200 shares, instead of $20, you make $40 because you sell 200. You sell 2 contracts. So you get 2 contracts. Instead of $20, you get $40. So that's $40 a day if somebody fills that contract daily. If not, you have to hold it for 30 days. And if the stock goes up, if you bought it at 3 and it goes up to 6, you could have doubled your money, but you didn't. But at least the flow was happening. So my theory is, there's a lot of people on there gambling with shorts and longs. this is not a gamble, because you're investing long term. It doesn't matter. So if you buy it at $10 with the investment mindset, because you've already checked the company out, it's making a profit, it doesn't matter if it goes down to 9 or up to 11 or whatever, you still hold that. You still hold it. But if you put a call sale for 11, then you make a profit not only on the contract money that you make, but also you make a profit on from 10 to 11. You make $100 on that sale. And so, like I say, if you make the price not too much higher than the if you make the price not too much higher than the price it is today, then more likely it seems like it's going to sell faster, and then you can repeat the process. So the next, so you can take that money, go buy another stock that's on your list, and go ahead and put a options contract on it, and go ahead and make another $20 to $40, and hopefully it would sell within a couple days or a day or two or whatever. If not, you just hold it, and you're invested in a stock. You know it's eventually gonna sell for a profit. You might not be able to make as much as you could have if you waited on intraday, but you've got that cash today. It goes straight to your account instantaneously. You can use it to eat or whatever, gas money or whatever. Or you can reinvest it. So it's like a dividend, but it's an instant dividend. Instead of waiting 3 months, you're making that dividend up front.